Belief in Habits is the new album by Wichita band Vehicles. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with the group's vocalist, Cody Cloud, about the band's continued evolution.
This is not to take anything away from past Vehicles records, but I feel like this is the one that really needs to be heard by the widest audience possible. Like, I hear it and I just think this is just really amazing stuff. Do you have some sense of that within the band?
You know, you hear good stories about bands, you know, old bands that had time to like kind of evolve naturally. We enjoy being with each other. We've had time. We just stick together. Some of those members of that band and me, we've played together for over 20 years. So it's like we're getting better at knowing what we're good at, or like what we think we're good at least. And plus, you know, when you're younger, I think at least for us, there's a lot of you want to belong to a music scene so badly. And so you try things maybe you're not as good at. And at this point, like we're older. So it's like that part of it doesn't really come into play as much. It just kind of, we get to exist in our own little universe. So yeah, we're just more relaxed, I think, and more comfortable with each other. Steel traps.
I think there's a thing that happens with creativity is that sometimes tension can actually be a good thing. Like somebody in the room saying like, you know, this is really good, but I think if we push it a little bit further, has that kind of been the case in your band where sometimes there's somebody that's got to step up and say, you know, hey, I think this can be more if we just spend a little more time on it or think about it from a different angle?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, and that comes with, I think, being together so long. And I think in the past, people get really concerned about hurting each other's feelings or making somebody angry. I think like we've gotten to a place where that kind of criticism, it's not taken as personal, right? It's just kind of like serving the art a little better. You know, it's people speak up more. They say that's a okay solo or good section, but it could be more, it could be better. And we're not as reactive to that anymore like we used to be, and just with each other, you know, and that's a nice place to be, because yeah, I don't mind being told something's horrible. Do it better. Like that's okay.
Tell me about the lyrics this time out, because I feel like there's usually connections from song to song with the lyrics, whether it's about loneliness or children growing up and the kind of changes that one goes through with age and things like that. Did you have things that you were kind of thinking about this time with the lyrics?
I was laid off for the second time in my life at the end of 2018. And I had to start a new career. And I think last time I talked to you about the Echo record, I had just got the news that I was getting laid off. And yeah, that kind of journey of learning a new career. And I'm a therapist. And so hearing a lot of other people's stories a little bit, trying to process that through my own lens, some of that kind of makes it into the lyrics, kind of maybe unconsciously a little bit, but it's just perspectives that I just never had to consider in previous jobs. And now I just kind of had to grow some parts of myself up that I didn't know I needed to. And you had to wrestle with some ideas. And so, yeah, a lot of the lyrics come out of that growth and that experience.